You are listening to Pastor Elvis Ajiman. Pastor Elvis Ajiman is the founder of Grace Mountain Ministry and the convener of Alpha R. Follow Pastor Elvis on podcast. Podcast added for Android users is Pastor Ajiman Elvis. And podcast for Apple users is Pastor Ajiman Elvis. And now today's message. Stay blessed.
Next, on Love Clinic.
Say now one no girl that will come one. A bear kakra. Time will be drua. No who say be moti to come one. No I shall say imagine your no way. Say no no yeah no maybe we will shopper. After bear kakra no, a cow kwa will shop up so be check your head here. Because she can't trust certain things.
Next, on Love Clinic.
There's a difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Testament prophets told the people what God is saying. The New Testament prophet is to let the people grow into Christ so that they can hear Christ for themselves. So, if you are in the New Testament, now maybe you will go the way of the Old Testament. Kawukoda psychiatric hospital, God is not at fault.
Thank you very much.
You are welcome.
I'm glad I've seen Pastor.
Yeah. I'm also glad I've seen you.
I came far away for this question. Wow. This is my first time.
Oh, let's welcome her. Let's welcome her. Where are you coming from?
Mankesim.
Wow. Do you know him?
I don't know him.
Oh, Friwa?
I'm a dead man.
Ah, and I'm not know. Oh, Fri Kepkos. Oti Mankesim, now I'm not know. Oh, Fri Kepkos, yes, I want to. Okay, okay.
How do we deal with spiritual prophecies on us concerning our life partners? Like you have been prophesied that you get married with a man from this country, especially abroad, and you'll be expecting to see someone from that place, and those people that profess love to you are around you, especially from your village. How do you...
Okay.
And also, please, I want to ask, man of God, is it right for a prophet to prophesy to you that marry this person? Because, let me be frank, I have had my own personal experience. I was prophesied that I should accept this man. There were three men in my life. The man of God, the prophet told me to accept this one, and I accepted, and it landed me.
Thank you.
Thank God I'm not in the psychiatric group.
Good.
But
it
nearly took my sanity.
Good.
I went through a severe heartbreak.
Good.
Because of I chose someone the prophet said I should choose. Is it that God was wrong or the man lied to me? So I had issue with the prophet. I confronted him with the issue.
And
sometimes when I pray, I become angry with God. Why did he lie to me? So please help me so that I can accept a relationship. I've been single for 3 years because of this. I'm expecting that right partner he prophesied to me. I'm not seeing, and my heart is not yearning for any man. Thank you.
Don't On say. Mama men ka say. It pains me. What you just told me, eye me ya. Because asem we shall say kan enye ne. The prophet's assignment is not to tell you what to do. There's a difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Testament prophets told the people what God is saying. The New Testament prophet is to let the people grow into Christ so that they can hear Christ for themselves. So, if you are in the New Testament, now Umobidi will go the way of the Old Testament. Kawuko da psychiatric hospital, God is not at fault. Kobisa sa prophet no so wa warrior kobisa ne so no dem come say ne warrior. Uhu ne yira na bon so dem come say ne warrior. E mo bi an kan cho say Urade say that say when you can hear him. The job is to let you grow into knowing Christ. Then Christ begins to dictate for you. He said, my sheep hears my voice. My sheep hears my voice. This thing about me prophecy say, me prophecy say, will beat me drew a share wedding date. Now prophet Abbas say, and ware, na me who soon we are simon. Ube wu. Tiffany say, won't prophet in an afum, ne ye radi frimo. Na de urade kire wo no enye saa me urade kire wo urade kire wo se fa wo ko hye wo bi ase a nipa ne be kire wo urade wo anka se fa wo ko hye na se no nkire wo de wo be ye enti asofo ye dwuma nye se ye be kire wo se ne wo pe se wo tu kwai wo aba se asofo me nko ana se ma me nko enyuwa ne enye saa na me madwuma te enye madwuma na me kire wo se we aba ware na na se nware no enye madwuma no no Metuma ni se mechire we urade ko si se se nipa ni ba honkonkro ti omu as many as are led by the spirit not as many as are led by the prophet as many as are led by the spirit they are the children of God the easiest listen to me the ama say asofo bebre aye no akum nipa bebre no because a christofo nti ase the new testament system Urade amfa wa ma me say me mfa oni unchire wo de wo nye according to me direction. Urade de wo ma me say me nchire wo ono Urade. Say be ya de enti a wo ntine ne wo be sha ase atine ne. Na say ba say say me chire wo bi o she ma se ne kuno be ware na. Uji say me survive. So the New Testament assignment enti in the first place o fom ye. Ewo die Christo dia to wa ma. Uko di obi achi a wan chire wo Yesu, o chire wo se depend on ono de ono be ka chire wo enafa. Enti sire urade boni fe free say yes am from so no. Na ko ni nche ka chese number 1 urade lead me. Chire me nipa, obetima chire chire me ama me hunu wa urade. Na me hunu wa urade wi a. Wonso ama me hunu de nipa metime ni na bobra. Enti wo case no. Go down to near Rade and tell. Are you confess? I said, are you ready to go before Jesus? You are ready. Say, Lord Jesus, forgive me for depending on a man and not you. From today, open my heart to discern your voice concerning who must come into my life. And who must not be in my life. Holy Spirit, take control. I will not miss my husband. I will surely meet my husband. As the Lord has determined. In Jesus' name. No man will take your place. Jesus, you have my heart. Lead me from today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, it is settled.
Oh, thank you, Papa. May God bless you for your gift.
Amen.
I have a question, but But the question appears to be in two folds. One is supposed to be for those that are married, and one is supposed to be for those of us that are yet to be married.
Okay,
so the first one is that, in fact, the Bible teaches us that when we marry, we are not supposed to divorce. Uh-huh. So now, assuming I am...
But Jesus gave a clue.
Except for sexual immorality. Yeah. So assuming I am an unbeliever, and I married while an unbeliever, I married somebody who is also an unbeliever. And then along the line, we separate or something, which wasn't supposed to be so. And later on, I become born again. Now, when I become born again, am I supposed to go back to my wife whom I had been married when I was an unbeliever, or I can marry again?
At that point, is the wife still...
The wife is still an unbeliever.
Still an unbeliever?
Yes, please.
And the Bible states it clearly that there is no yoke.
Okay, so then my other question was to the effect that now, yes, the Bible states that the believer should not be yoked with an unbeliever. So I am a believer and I find somebody who is an unbeliever and I'm in love with the person. In this situation, can I possibly engage the person?
Okay.
Try to see if we can be married and even try to convince...
Your level of unbeliever, is it an ungodly, someone living an ungodly lifestyle,
yes,
yet
please.
Believes in Jesus?
Some,
or the person doesn't believe in Jesus at all?
The person believes in the existence of God, but the person has not been baptized in the church. So the person...
Does he believe that Jesus died and resurrected for his or her sins?
Yes. But I mean, the person doesn't even go to church, but he believes, I mean, he has the knowledge there is God. He believes that, okay, there is a certain God people worship, but he doesn't do the...
He's an unbeliever.
God.
That's it.
Yes, yes.
He's an unbeliever.
Yes, yes, somebody like that.
You know, it is only Christianity that compromises on our faith in the context of marriage. And that is why Christians are suffering the most. Every other religion puts faith ahead because they treat faith as life. Only Christians have compromised. Your faith is your life. The Bible says you don't have any yoke with one who does not believe in Christ Jesus. It's a serious matter to be engaging someone who does not believe in Christ Jesus. It's because we have not been well taught on our faith. That is why we take it so lightly. Just 2 days ago, a daughter of mine came to tell me he was dating a Muslim. Yes. Was dating a Muslim. You see, she was very frequent in church. Her mother rose up that she spends a lot of time in church. She spends a lot of time in church. So the mother drew her away from church. Drew her away from church. And within some few months, the girl has gone so backwards in the faith that she's now dating a Muslim. It is right now she realized that the Muslim uses girls as sacrifices. You understand? So you have to understand that your first point of contact in choosing a person is the person's faith. It's the person's faith. Don't take it like it's not a joke. The Bible says love one another so that the world will know. So we are not commanded to love the world. He said we should love one another. You must choose your life partner from the faith. Please, are you getting me? Don't take this lightly.
So please, in this case, in the first instance where I married, I was an unbeliever, I married somebody unbeliever, and I am born again. The Bible says that I cannot mean to me and go away. So am I born again?
No, you don't go and marry again.
So am I?
Apostle Paul addresses that in 1 Corinthians 7. You don't marry again. You wait until the person begins to rebel against your faith. If you read the context in 1 Corinthians 7, Apostle Paul talks about that level of rebellion that comes. That one, you don't stay in the marriage. But if the person doesn't have any issue with your faith, you are already married. You stay. Peter had a say on that. And Peter's advice was that use your godly character to win that unbeliever. He didn't say leave the marriage. He said use a godly character to win. So the agenda is to win the person into the faith.
Thank Thank you very much. Then this leads me to my last question.
Okay.
That now we are all Christian, and we know that the Christian dispensation has different doctrines. So I am Grace Mountain member. Somebody goes to say Church of Christ or
doesn't believe in the Holy Spirit.
Yes, they do believe in the Holy Spirit, but there are some things that, I mean, there are some differences.
You go to Church of Christ?
Yes, please, I do.
Okay, you now you believe in the Holy Spirit?
Yes, because I've been coming here, of course, I believe in the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
So now, say the person goes to Church of Christ, and I see somebody in Grace Mountain, I want to marry the person, but I go to Church of Christ.
Hey! You are welcome. Please speak for me.
So now I want to marry the person. Please, is it advisable that say I am a Church of Christ member, I marry somebody from Grace Mountain, especially when it comes to raising our children?
Children. Yes.
When we give birth to children and the kind of doctrine we are going to give to our children and all that. Is it advisable that say Church of Christ marry Grace Mountain?
Let me quickly answer. Witness, marry you see, I had Grace an Mountain. Issue I dealt with recently. The man married someone in another faith, the same faith, Christians, but another doctrine. And the doctrine, at a point in time, the man of God for his wife entered to another realm that all the ladies should not sleep with their husbands again. A true story, I'm telling you the true story. All the ladies were sanctified for church work. So they are not supposed to sleep with their husbands again. And his wife has bought into that doctrine and have decided never to sleep with him because the man of God says she didn't sleep. So I advise that if you want to marry, check doctrine, because faith controls people's lives. The nipa GDA, it will shock you. That is what controls them. So if you know you can handle the fate of the one who you are going to marry, that's fine. But if you realize that there are certain deep, 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 deep things that is far from your doctrines, please, though the person professes to be a Christian, but be careful. Because along the way, you will struggle. You will fight some battles. So get, I wouldn't say the same doctrine, but get closer. Get closer. And may I prefer Grace Mountain or Grace Mountain? Nipano ye bibi and one say wake up Pastor Elvis. Obano ye yen woman be. If ya koko. Obani ye yen woman be. All right.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
And please, I want to ask a follow-up on the prayer before, sir.
You want to do a follow-up, the prayer?
Not a follow-up. So if you're a spiritual man, as in, you come to church and you're married, are you allowed to listen to love songs when maybe you're having sex with
and
you?
Listen. Number one, it's not about the rhythm. It's not even about the lyrics. It's about the spirit that inspired the person that sang it. So there are even gospel songs I don't advise that we listen. Because the person standing there and singing, you will know the inspiration behind it. So it's not about the lyrics. It's not about the rhythm. It's about the person. Jesus said that these words I speak, they are spirits and they are life. Do you know that all these things I am doing now is a spirit I'm releasing on people? One of the rules I will be talking about is mentorship. Mentorship. It is very difficult for you to find a true son of Pastor Elvis fornicating. Why? Because there's a spirit flowing. There's a spirit. I'm not saying all, but majority. And I'm saying the true son. It's a spirit. So this life we are living, everyone you meet, there'll be an impartation from that person to you. And Paul told Timothy, he says that don't be fast to lay hands or else you share the sin. So when people begin to communicate to your soul, because music is a food for the soul, it reaches out to your soul. So anybody communicating music to you is communicating his righteousness, his sins, his weakness, everything in connection to you. To one way, I bet you, and you know, and according to the lyrics, and you are going beyond your partner. Now, every worldly song that comes is inspired by a spirit, and that spirit has an agenda. And when you think it's me, or generation on the boy, you more, now for what I inspire for Naba. And so, I don't buy into the idea that because it's a love song, so you listen. Me, around me, there is nothing like that. Even gospel songs, I select. I can't trust any musician. There are some gospel musicians, they are not different from prostitutes. Yeah. So you have to be careful.
Thank you very much.
All right. You know, I was coming to do the rules and the Holy Spirit whispered to me, let them ask you questions. And then I allowed it. I thought it was going to be a short one so that I go into the rules. But the Holy Spirit didn't allow it. But have you learned something? Yeah. Is something shifting around your mindset, yo? Wow. How many of you are going to focus and own? Focus. Own. Focus. Own. Focus. Own. It's not only a car you have to own. You have to own one human being for yourself. You have to own one human being for yourself. You know, and I know that by next week I can add the other rules to it that can help you. So you see, from today, have no respect for anybody who comes in your way and he has to share you. Sharing is not part of it. Your marriage will be blessed. You know, I told you about recently there was a video I did. I was talking about a lady that went to sleep with a guy, got HIV. Oh, today when I was coming, I received a message from the lady. She went back to check, it is negative. Listen, so why you mistake your rear? There is power to handle it. But bebreba matin fifra kaseni na. Oh, yeah, Miss Ramo. This time I'm not to stress myself. I must be very gentle. So, Mama, Masa, I must be very gentle now. I'm trying to prevent the problem. But somebody will be asking himself, now the problem has come already. Makoye menya problem, makoye bibia to me, makoye bibia to me. By the power of the Holy Ghost, any problem that came upon you as a result of an error, sleeping with the wrong person, throwing your waters on the street, getting into covenant, blood covenant with someone. By the power of the Holy Ghost, I command it broken now. I command it broken. I command it broken. I command it broken. I release the anointing of the Most High. Everything that locked up the glory of your marriage, I command that thing to be broken now. I arrest the forces and foundations in father's house, mother's house, that saying that marriages must not be enjoyed. in the mighty name of Jesus. Kabol takabelish rapatike kibabash numante kelima kavalish lekaboria narakabasas. I command that foundation broken into pieces, and I prophesy over you, you will marry. You will marry. You will marry. Your children will be plenty. Your peace will be great. Your unity will be great. The love in your marriage will be great. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your ring finger. Any satanic contact. Mamandori arakai. I soak that finger in the blood. The very month God has determined that this finger should carry a ring, I prophesy that month will not pass. I prophesy that day will not pass. I prophesy that month will not pass. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. And now lift up your hands. The blessings needed for marriage to be easy. Financial blessings. Spiritual blessings. Accommodation blessings. There are some of you, you not only own one house, you own estates. Before your marriage, I declare the open door now. I declare the open door now. And finally, I prophesy over you. No man or woman will take you for granted. May the honor and favor of God be upon your forehead. Anybody that sees you will see your face like God. Jacob told Esau, he said, I see your face as God. I pray that anyone that sees you will see your face as God. Yes, it is happening. Their identities are changing. Their identities are changing. Anyone that sees your face will see your face as a God. Any young man that decided to deceive you, after tonight, the power of the Lord is visiting them. Their minds and hearts are changing now. Any spirit that married to you, I from today I separate you and that spirit with the pillar of fire in the name of Jesus. Oh, any sickness inside your body that right now, even if you want to marry, because of that sickness it won't happen, you will go back from today and go and check. That sickness will be no more. 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 Now I prophesy. In your whole family, you will have the best marriage. Oh, 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 see it happening. See it happening. Those who think that they have gone ahead, they will see your marriage. God is selecting the right person. God is selecting the right person. God is selecting the right person. Shakataka palakate zele makadilaka wo matakabelish bakatambelekate. Yes, yes, the hand of the Lord will push your money now. It shall be said that this one has the best marriage. You are overcoming the challenges. You are overcoming them. You are overcoming them. You are overcoming them. And that's a man coming to set to two of us. You are overcoming them. You are overcoming them. You are overcoming them. In the name of Jesus. Glorious marriages. Glorious. Marriage will be beautiful. You will not lose the grace of God. You will not lose it when you marry. It will increase. It will increase. It will increase. The same thing I saw when I married, you will see it. You will see it.
you begin to leap. You begin to leap. Thousands will start to move. There are pastors who marry and they lose their glory. It will not be you, my son. It will not be you. Your marriage will take you far. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Salabrandos Kabe. Prosperity will be your portion in marriage. In the name of the Lord Jesus, favor will be your portion in marriage. Take it. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And now, let me speak over somebody. The lady said something. She said, I have received a prophecy that I will marry somebody from abroad. But all the people that come are villagers. There is an anointing that will come upon you. That everybody that comes around will come as a nobody. But they will step into your prophecy. So a villager will come. But in 3 months, get a visa and travel outside the country. And both of you go and start your lives there. I prophesy over you. Anywhere God has determined that it should manifest in your life, I declare that it is manifested. Let the atmosphere of God's glory rest upon your life so that people will begin to walk into your life and step into greatness. Lord, let everyone that came here have a testimony of a glorious marriage. Let them have a testimony of a glorious marriage. Let them have a testimony of a glorious marriage. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Ajuman Elvis. For inquiries, send us a mail on pastorelvis@gracemountainministry.org. For questions relating to relationships and marriage, send us a mail on loveclinic@elvisajuman.org. You can also send your testimonies via testimonies@elvisajuman.org. For offerings, visit www.payalphar.org. For more information, make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. Remember, faith cometh from hearing, and hearing the word of God. Stay blessed.